Everything's fine. I was just yawning. Yeah, that was a really fun movie. I liked it even more than I thought I would. It was really sweet of you to take me out tonight. Yeah, totally. I was really surprised that we met her there at the movie theater. Who would have thought that your old high school best friend worked there? How long had it been since you guys had seen each other? Oh, that long, huh? So, you said you guys were in the debate team together? That's really cool. I bet you were really great. Yeah. Yeah, she was probably good too. Of course she was. What? Oh, no. I didn't say anything. Have I been quiet? Well, I mean, I enjoyed the movie. I told you so. I don't know what more I'd have to say. No, it was a really fun evening. I mean, dinner, then a movie, then seeing your friend again. You know, she was really pretty. I mean, blonde hair, plump lips, big chest. I bet all the guys in the debate team must have crushed over her. Yeah, I'm fine. I swear, everything's fine. So, you guys were just friends, right? Oh, well, it's just that the way she talked about your high school days, it almost sounded as if you guys had been dating. But you would have told me that, right? I mean, that's not something you should hide from a girlfriend. Oh, I see. Friends with benefits, huh? That's fun. Oh, so she was your first? No, that's okay. Of course that's okay. I mean, you're with me now, and you love me, right? Good. That's good. But, I mean, that girl is really pretty, huh? Well, I just mean that I could see you looking at her. I mean, you obviously still think she's quite a beauty, don't you? I mean, you just seem to look at her and smile a lot. And once, when you laughed at her joke, you put your hand on her arm. Well, of course, that's fine, of course. There's no problem. I was just curious. I mean, I'm your girlfriend. I want to know what you're feeling and who you hang out with. It's totally normal. And you know how I get sometimes. I can be a bit sensitive, and I notice these kinds of things, like how sweet you were to her and how you looked at her. No, it's fine. I mean, I'm the one you love, right? You wouldn't betray me for someone else, would you? Good. 'Cause if you were to cheat me or leave me for someone else, I don't know what I'd do. I'd probably just lose my mind. 'Cause we belong together, you know? I mean, you and I, we're in for the long run. So, I mean, we couldn't just leave each other. I belong to you, and you belong to me. Can you please say it? Can you please tell me that you belong to me? Good. Thank you. I love you, you know that? and I want to spend all of my time with you. I mean, when I wake up in the morning and I see you there, I almost want to chain you to the bed to make sure you never leave me. But that's normal. That's just because I'm your girlfriend. And when I wake up and you've already left for work, I just, for a second, my brain starts imagining that you're gone. And some crazy ideas start popping into my head. But you know, I'm not crazy. I just love you. And you love me too. So, can you promise me you won't talk to her anymore? I mean, there's plenty of other movie theaters we can go to, and it would just make me feel so much better if we never saw that girl ever again, you know? So do you think we could do that? Why? Why not? I mean, you haven't seen each other in so long. You probably don't even have anything in common anymore. So you can go the rest of your life without seeing her just fine, right? It's just a little request to make your little cutie bunny feel better. Remember? That's what you called me on our first date. Cutie bunny. So you're not going to talk to her again, right? Oh. Well, no. If you want to just think about it, it's fine. I was just asking. You know I trust you. Sorry if I sounded a bit scary there. You know, I'm just sensitive, and we had a long day, so I'm just a bit tired. Actually, I think I'd like to take a little night walk, if that's okay. No, I'd rather be alone, if that's okay. No, of course, I'm not mad at you. You know I could never be mad at you. You're not mad at me, right? Good. Listen, I promise I won't be long, but if my walk ends up going on a bit late, just go to bed before me and I'll join you when I come back. Okay, see you later. I love you a lot. A whole lot. Good morning, Fuzzy Bear. Oh my, you look mighty sleepy this morning. I'm sorry if I took longer than anticipated yesterday. I had an idea during my walk and I just had to go through with it before the courage left me, you know. Oh, what's that red stuff on my face? Why, Fuzzy Bear, you don't recognize her? It's your friend. I went to have a long walk with her yesterday, and I make sure she'd never come bother us again. Nuh-uh, Fuzzy Bear, you're staying in bed all day. I made sure of that. Remember how I said I wanted to chain you into bed sometimes? Well, this morning, I decided to go through with it. Isn't that funny? And don't worry, I already told your boss you weren't coming in today. So we have all the time in the world. What did I do to her? Aw, Fuzzy Bear, you don't need to worry. She's in a better place now. I made sure of that. You should have seen her pretty face when I started going at her with the knife. Oh no! Please, don't hurt me! Please, stop! Oh no! Well, pretty girl isn't so pretty now, is she? All cut up and all red. Now she's not gonna stand in our way. Why? Well, 'cause we're supposed to be together forever, baby. I'm yours and you're mine. And nobody should ever try to come in between us like she did. 'Cause now we're gonna spend the rest of eternity together. You know, Fuzzy Bear, you look even more beautiful like this. All defenseless and tied up. You just make me want to protect you and take care of you. Oh, I even made you breakfast in bed. But we're not gonna get to that just yet, okay? Before, I wanna make sure you'll be mine forever. Look! It's the pocket knife you gave me last Christmas. See how much I've taken care of it? I've never used it. I was actually saving it up for a moment like this. It's still the best present you've ever given me. Now, just stand still. Hey, I said stand still. Stop squirming around so much. Oh, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna write a little something. Hey, Fuzzy Bear, you stop that. Stop struggling. You're gonna make me lose my balance. Fine. Since you're being such a big fuzzy wuzzy baby, I'm gonna try to make it a bit easier for you. What am I doing? Removing your pants, silly. I figure it might hurt a little bit, but if I make you feel really good while I'm doing it, maybe it won't be so bad. And besides, you're all hard for me already. That makes me really happy, Fuzzy Bear. I love it when your body tells me that it loves my body too. Now, come on, baby. I'm just gonna put it inside of me. And... oh, wow. You feel so big today, baby. You must be really excited for me, huh? You're all trembling. Like the first time I did it, huh? You were so nervous. Well, you don't need to feel nervous, Sugar Bear. We're gonna be together for a really long time. And I'm gonna do this for you as many times as you want. See? Even with all your crying, you can't even stop moaning when I move. Oh, now, just sit still. Come on, come on. Shh. I'm just... Oh, yeah. I'm just going to write something right here on your chest. Baby, stop screaming like that. The neighbors will get all jealous. Now, come on. If you keep squirming, I'm gonna make mistakes. So stop moving. Oh, the way your skin parts open when I run my blade against it. Oh, you're just so beautiful. And all your whimpering. Oh, I just can't get enough of it. Baby, I've got adrenaline running through me like crazy. And, somehow, this feels even better than it usually does. I think it's because this time, I know that nobody can come in the way of our love. See, that's why I wrote that message. Together, forever. That way, you never forget it. Fuck yes, baby. Fuck. You feel so hard. I can't even control my hips anymore. I just love your fucking cock so much. Come on. Tell me you love me too. Say it. Say it. Good. Good. I knew it. I knew you loved me. I knew you'd agree with me. Now that we're together, nothing's gonna stand in our way. Not your old friends, not your job, not your family, nothing. We can just spend the rest of our lives here in this room and never leave. I already told your boss you weren't coming back. And your family's way across the country. So from now on, it's just us for the rest of time. Aren't you happy? Aren't you happy that we're gonna be... that we're gonna be... baby, you're trembling. Are you getting close? That's good. Come inside me, baby. Come. 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 That's it. Please. Please, Fuzzy Bear. Give me all of it. Don't hold back. That's it. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Fuzzy Bear, you came so much for me. Oh, I told you to stop crying. There's no reason to. I'm here with you now. And there's nothing to worry about. It's like I always say, I'm yours and you're mine. Forever! And listen, if you ever get bored of this place, I can use my little knife here to send us both somewhere we can be happy together. I'm just so happy I decided to take matters into my own hands.